This is Solve It for Kids.
Hello, my amazing and curious friends. My name is Jennifer, and this is Solve It for Kids, the podcast that gives kids and families a peek inside the real world of scientists, engineers, and experts as they solve problems in their jobs using creativity, cooperation, and critical thinking. And now please welcome to the show my podcast partner, Galactic Space Geek, Jeff Gagne.
Hello, Jennifer. We have got a super fun episode ahead. We have gone to the depths of the ocean, and we have gone into deep space. But today we are going to be talking about science that we carry around with us every day.
Ooh, this sounds so cool. So what problem are we solving today, Jeff?
Why do teeth decay?
How do teeth decay? Oh, I want to know all about this one because I am one of those people that have a lot of cavities, unfortunately. Who is our guest?
Our guest today is dentist Dr. Emily Swanson.
Welcome to the show, Dr. Emily.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be here.
Well, I should say welcome back. So for those of you that are listeners of Solve It for Kids, you've heard Dr. Emily before. She was on about how do you make teeth out of soap, correct?
That's right.
And that is one of our top three listen to podcasts of all time. If you haven't heard it, go back and listen to it because it's really, really fun. So we're excited to have you back, Dr. Emily.
Well, I'm so excited to be back. It's so much fun to be here talking to everyone about teeth.
Before we get to our specific question, I've got to ask, why a dentist? I have teeth and I brush them, but I never wanted to be one. Why a dentist?
I get that question all the time, Jeff.
Okay.
I really like working with my hands and I liked science and medicine and learning about the body. And dentistry really combines those things. It's a little bit of medicine, it's a little bit of engineering, and it's a little bit of art. And so you get to do different things all day, every day. And it's really interesting all the time. It's never the same, never boring.
I never thought about it like that. It really does add a lot of different things together.
Don't you kind of work upside down, right? Like, isn't that a unique part of dentistry? It's not straightforward.
Right. It's upside down and backwards when you're looking in the mirror. So you have to get used to thinking about which direction your hand is moving and not necessarily always relying on sight. It's called indirect vision.
Now, see, I get so confused when I'm on Zoom these days because, you know, everything is in reverse. So, you know, it's really funny when you go and you try and straighten your hair before you get on Zoom. You're like pulling on the wrong side. I would not be a good dentist.
The number of times I have wasted time on Zoom fixing my hair.
But seriously, how do you learn to do that? I mean, just practice over and over? Because that's really a mental kind of training thing, isn't it?
Yes, lots of repetitive practice. And we practice on dummies for several years before they lose us on people. So,
okay. And hey, I said we bring our teeth everywhere. Turns out, actually, as you were talking about how you have to do all that work in the mirror, astronauts, when they do extravehicular activities, EVAs or spacewalks, they have controls on the front of their spacesuit. And for them to be able to see it because their head is in a helmet, they wear a mirror on their wrist, so they have to work. So all of their controls are actually written backwards on the front of a spacesuit so they can see it properly in a mirror.
That's really cool. I did not know that.
That is just like what dentists are doing in our mouths all the time.
Yes.
And we don't pay attention.
I did not know that either, although I don't think they write the directions inside your mouth.
No.
Okay. So the question today is, how do teeth decay? And the cool part about this is we got this from one of our young listeners. So, side note, if any of you guys have questions that you want us to ask, to bring some of our experts back and ask, send them in. But how do teeth decay is the big question, Dr. Emily.
That's a great question, and it's something that we all have to think about. The basic idea is that your teeth have a bunch of minerals in them. And bacteria, or as I sometimes call them, sugar bugs, like to pull those minerals out of your teeth. And that makes your tooth soft, which is what decay is. And eventually, so much of the tooth is soft that it makes a hole in your tooth. And that's what a cavity is.
Okay. That is about the simplest explanation I've ever heard. Sugar bugs may have just scared off some of our younger listeners who don't like candy. So hopefully they're still listening. So my first question is, so are teeth then very different from other parts of the body? Because I like to bake in the kitchen and I've never been worried about spilling sugar bugs on my arm and having them pull anything out of my skin.
That's right. And we wouldn't worry about that because our skin is very good at being a barrier. Our teeth are most similar to bone. And you may have heard people refer to teeth as bone.
Sure.
It's not quite true, but it is a good analogy. Bone and teeth are both similarly constructed in that the very center of them is in bone, it's bone marrow, and in teeth, it's called pulp, and it has nerves and blood vessels and other alive things in there. Okay. And then on the outside, they have something hard. In bone, that is made up of a lot of collagen and calcium phosphate. Okay. And in teeth, it's made up of an extremely similar substance, not as much collagen, but way more of a calcium phosphate mineral that we call hydroxyapatite, which is just a big word that means it has lots of calcium and phosphate in it, which are
okay,
nice and hard. That's why the outside of your tooth is really, really hard. It's actually harder than your other bones.
Well, okay. So you eat the sugar. Mm-hmm. Is it the fact that the sugar sits on your teeth that makes it decay?
Or so no.
Okay. Well, tell me
That's
why.
A really common misconception because we're told all of our lives, don't eat sugar. Sugar causes cavities.
Right.
And I will get to why that's a little bit true in a second. But the main thing that has to happen for our teeth to decay is bacteria must be present. So that's where those sugar bugs come in. Essentially, bacteria is always in our mouth, even when you just brush your teeth, just use your mouthwash, you've flossed, you've done everything you're supposed to, it is still there. There's just way less of them than at other times. Okay. And one little sugar bug can't really do that much damage. But when you get millions of them, then they can work together and cause you some more problems.
Okay. All right. Well, hopefully those kids weren't scared off by the sugar bugs and they just heard you say it's not just the eating of the sugar and it's actually bacteria.
Right.
I do want to back up for one thing, though. When you mentioned that the core of our teeth mm-hmm. have nerves and blood vessels, so our teeth are alive.
They are alive. That's right.
That is something that if I knew that, I totally forgot that. Our teeth are living organisms.
Yes. And that's why really when you drink something really cold, sometimes you go, my teeth are sensitive. That's those nerves telling you, wow, that was cold.
Okay.
I'm still going back to the stuff sitting. So then, okay, we know about cavities, but how do your teeth get stained, right? Because that's the other thing you hear about when you go to the dentist. Not only do you need to brush your teeth for the cavities, but you also need to use like this whitening toothpaste or your teeth. How does bone stain?
So the minerals in our tooth are not completely solid. We think they are because they look solid, but really there's these teeny tiny holes in them. Okay. And that's what allows like colors from things that we're eating and drinking or from bacteria in the form of what we call plaque sitting on our teeth can stain it. So all of those things can contribute to color getting in those teeny tiny little microscopic holes. And that's what stains our teeth.
Okay.
I did not know that because I drink tea all the time and they said, so does the whitening toothpaste work? I'm just curious.
It does actually work and it's very safe. So I wouldn't use it necessarily at a very young age because when you are very young, your teeth are already really, really white naturally.
Yes. It's only when you get old, they get dark.
Yes.
Okay. So we were just talking, we got this question about why teeth decay and how they decay from a young listener. Mm-hmm. And that makes me think about kids and their teeth. We were just talking about how white they are. We lose kid teeth and get a second set.
Yes.
Why just two? Why not like another mid-adult set, like a third one that comes in whiter again?
You know, that's a good question. There are lots of animals, like famously sharks, who just turn over their teeth throughout their entire life. And it just never stops. It just keeps going and going. But I think humans just didn't develop that way.
We only have two sets.
That's a simple enough answer.
I have a question back about the decay.
Yes.
So how do you know when your teeth is decaying? Like, do you wait until it hurts? Because I'm guessing by that time, that's probably not a good thing, right?
That is too late. You don't want to wait until it hurts. Because if it's hurting, that means that the bacteria that caused that decay, we've talked about those, has reached that inner part of your tooth where the nerve is. And you don't want it to be there because that's not just a cavity. That's an infection and that is a bigger problem.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, no.
So sometimes you will notice a little hole in your tooth, but one of the best ways to find out if you have a cavity is to have dentists take x-rays. The smaller a cavity is when you catch it, the easier it is to fix it and the less problems you will have later because of that problem.
Okay.
That makes
sense. So we all have teeth. We all only get those two sets. So we got to take care of them. But this makes me wonder, are all people's teeth just a little different? Like some people are just more susceptible to cavities and different things happening with their teeth than others.
Yes. There is a genetic component to this. So you can inherit from your parents a susceptibility to more cavities. But I want to emphasize that just makes it harder to not get a cavity. It doesn't make it impossible to not get a cavity.
Okay.
They've done lots of studies on this. And what they essentially found out is that the largest genetic possibility of effect is 4 lost teeth in your lifetime. So that doesn't mean 4 cavities. It could be more cavities than that, but it means 4 teeth that have to be pulled out because of decay.
Gotcha. Ooh. Okay, listeners, I need you guys to have just heard Dr. Emily. That was not an excuse if mom and dad have cavities that you don't brush your teeth.
That's right.
No,
that's
it is right. Not. You can always avoid them. You just might have to work a little harder than Sally Joe down the road.
I like that.
Okay, so you take the x-ray, so you find out approximately where it is on your tooth. But here's what I've never understood. Does a cavity look different? Like, when you drill to get the bad part of the tooth out, the decay out, how do you know where you're drilling and when to stop?
It does look different. It's a different color, and there are many different colors that decay can be. It's not just one, but it's usually a browner or maybe a blackish color. That's the most common. It's also softer, so you can tell by the texture whether it's decay or not. And it looks different as it comes off of your tooth. So sometimes the dentist puts down the whirring handpiece and just picks up a little silver instrument. One of those instruments has a little spoon-shaped guy on the end, and if I rub that spoon on healthy tooth, nothing happens. But if I rub that spoon on decay, it takes decay out. So then I know that there's more decay there that needs to come out, and we can do a little bit more.
Oh,
Jen, you are asking awesome questions. I feel like I'm at the dentist right now, and I'm getting a video of what they do in my mouth.
Well, you want to know the sad thing? I am not one of those people that did not have a lot of cavities. So I have, unfortunately, a lot of experience with. I've been royal several times with crowns. So, no, I'm just curious, because I always worry that what if the dentist drills too deep, right? It takes more than you need. But now I know that you guys, you just keep doing it until you can feel the difference. And I'm assuming this is by practice, right?
Like, it's by practice. Like I said, we practice on non-human things first, like models and mannequins. So there's a lot of learning about what that looks like, learning about what it feels like before you get into a chair. And then once you're there and you're with people, you kind of learn it all again because no model can ever fully replace a human.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So this is now the second time you've been on, and we're talking about teeth, and a lot of our listeners are families. So it's grownups listening with their kids. How has dentistry changed since our grownup listeners were kids, and how is it better for our younger listeners now?
There have been enormous changes in dentistry in the last, I mean, we're talking 30 to 50 years, maybe.
Sure.
Anesthetics are better. So I have a lot of friends who tell me that their childhood experiences were terrible because I wasn't fully numb. We have better numbing agents now that get you more what we call profoundly numb.
Okay.
And that helps make sure that you're more comfortable. There's also a lot more options now in terms of treatment. In the last 30 to 50 years, we've developed reliable dental implants, which is a replacement for your tooth. So if you lose a tooth, we can actually put you back something that is not a tooth, but is very, very similar. And that's a brand new thing that we've been able to do in that time. I mean, we could just go on and on and talk about all of the different things that happened, but there has been so much change in dentistry.
Well, and I know for, because I'm of the age where when I was a kid, I had silver fillings and now they don't do those anymore. What do they use now instead for fillings?
So there are still some people doing silver fillings and there are a lot of different reasons for that. Most of the time you'll be getting a composite filling.
Oh.
That's the tooth colored fillings, the white ones that you
okay.
see. And those are great because they look very much like your tooth. The material for that is actually still improving since they released it. So it's getting better all the time as well.
Well, they color match them. Like I've had that. I mean, they're like, okay, can you look at this? And I'm just like, I don't know. I can't see.
So you decide. Number eight.
I know. It's like when you choose paint colors, you know, they're so close. I think it's cool. And correct me if I'm wrong, but it feels faster now too, when they fill your tooth. Is that because the material sets up faster or something?
There are probably a lot of reasons for that. It might have to do with, so a long, long time ago, probably before you were a kid, Jen, they didn't have the speed of handpiece that we have now. So it just took longer to get the decay out. And then also as materials have improved, it's gotten faster to put them in and that kind of thing. So
anything that's faster is better for me.
Well, and for a lot of people at the dentist, however, I have never minded the dentist. I've been quite a bit. I was unfortunate enough where I had a kid tooth, didn't have a grown-up tooth underneath it. So I still have a hole in my face. Dentist just said, hey, sometimes that happens. And I was like, seriously? But going back to the decay, because that was our young listener's question.
Yes.
Obviously, dentists have better stuff and it's quicker now and it's teeth colored. But I feel like you want to say option number one is take care of your teeth first. Don't have that stuff happen.
Yes.
You won't have to worry about longer visits to the dentist.
It absolutely is. And, you know, like we were talking about.
What is our best way of doing that?
The main thing to avoid is having bacteria on your teeth. But like Jen mentioned earlier, there are other things that impact how fast that bacteria can cause the decay.
Oh.
And so that's where we get into the sugar and where we get into acids and things like that. With the sugar, what it does is kind of make the sugar bugs hyper. It fuels the bacteria so they can work faster and longer. What acids do, so that's your fruit juices and your sodas and pretty much any food we eat other than cheese and nuts has acid in it.
Okay.
So everything that we eat and drink pretty much is causing your mouth to be acidic. What that does is it softens your tooth enough that the bacteria can get through more of it faster. So when we really get into trouble is when we combine the sugar and the acid in soft drinks.
Candy bar
juices.
And a soda. Uh-oh.
That's why those things are so bad for you, is because you're both making the sugar bug hyper and making your tooth softer so it can work better. All of these things go into how fast that decay happens and how big it gets.
Okay. So in the afternoon, I like to have a cup of very strong black tea, and sometimes I'll have like a little cookie or something.
You don't have to say little, Jen. We know.
So yes, if I don't want, so I'm assuming the combination of the sugar and the tea or whatever is what's going to cause the decay. So should I immediately brush my teeth when I'm done? Can I just rinse it with water? I mean, what do you suggest? What do
Great
you do?
Question.
Rinse with water. do not brush your teeth immediately after eating it or after, like if you are tummy sick and you throw up, don't brush your teeth immediately after that either. Because what happens is when we eat or drink acidic things, our mouth stays that way for 45 minutes. It takes 45 minutes for all of that to return to normal. And that's why grazing or sipping for several hours is so bad for your teeth. You would rather sit down and have your tea and cookie in 20 to 30 minutes, enjoy it, and then go back to water in between that and your next meal. Because if you take a sip every 10 minutes for 3 hours, it takes 3 hours and 45 minutes for your mouth to go back to normal.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
I had never heard that before. Wow. All right. And just rinse with water.
Rinse with water.
Okay.
Still, we must brush our teeth twice a day for 2 minutes.
I was going to say, you have to get that in there. Brush your teeth twice a day for 2 minutes. Do you do the ABC song? What do you tell? Isn't there something that you tell kids to do while they?
I usually give kids a timer in their bag when they go home so they can just flip the sand timer over, and it tells them you can use your phone and time yourself. There are lots of toothbrushes out there now that have built-in timers, so it'll just shut off when you're done. And then there's also, I know some people who, for example, say, well, the average commercial break is 2 to 3 minutes. So I just brush my teeth during the commercials. So whatever works for you, don't get too distracted.
Okay. So I think, again, going back to our listeners that hopefully didn't hop out at the beginning, they just heard some ammunition they can use for mom and dad. As long as they eat all their snacks together, it's just, and then rinse their mouth out with water, it's just a little bit better than if they keep doing it over a longer period.
It is better.
So obviously, I like how you came full circle on that.
Yeah. The ideal would be no sugar, but I always tell people, I'm not going to tell you to do that because I don't think it's useful advice. You know, I'd rather give you advice you can follow.
Yeah, I'm going to hear no sugar and be like, no.
Yep.
I am happy though, because I do drink my tea and eat my cookie fast. So there you go. Yay me.
Good job.
She didn't call it a small cookie this time. I do have one more Dennis question then. With brushing your teeth, you just mentioned some toothbrushes have that timer. Obviously, the dentist is using the electric toothbrush in our mouth, the big fancy one when we go to the dentist, and it feels super good after.
Yes.
Are at-home electric toothbrushes that much better than hand brushing your teeth?
So this is a fun question, because if we were all perfect and we brushed our teeth with perfect timing on each tooth with the greatest technique out there for exactly 2 minutes or more every single time, the answer is probably they're the same, but we don't do that.
Okay.
So what the electric toothbrush does is make up for our human fallacies where we get distracted and we're not paying attention and we miss the very back, or we don't do the left side. It buzzes and tells you, okay, move to the next section of teeth, and kind of keeps you more paying attention to what you're doing, and also make sure you're not cutting off the end of that 2 minutes and make sure you're doing the whole time. It just helps you do the best job you can.
Gotcha.
Well, so it is better for that reason.
So what I'm hearing is robots are taking over the world.
Yes.
My toothbrush is a robot now, and he's smarter than I am.
Yes.
Hey,
okay.
If it keeps your teeth from decaying so you don't have to have fillings,
completely
you don't get
agree.
Cavities and have to have fillings, then it works, right?
Yes.
I am happy to go see Dr. Emily exactly twice a year.
Yes.
So this has been fabulous as always, Dr. Emily, but we always ask everybody, do you have a challenge for our young listeners out there so they can learn a little bit about what you do, you know, tooth decay or something like that?
Absolutely. If you want to visualize the process we've talked about today of how decay is working, get an apple and a pencil and give that apple 2 or 3 little stabs of different sizes and then let it sit for a few days with your parents' permission and don't eat it. What will happen is you'll start actually seeing what happens when bacteria that are in the air attach to that apple and start decaying the apple in the same way that they do your teeth.
Oh, wow. That makes the apple the representative of your tooth.
Yes.
Will you have more decay and the bigger holes potentially that you make?
So because of a larger surface area, you'll see a larger area of effect of the apple. Oh. If it's just one little spot where it starts, then just that little spot around it will be affected. But with those bigger areas, because there's more surface area, there's more spots for bacteria to get in there, then it can cause a larger area of effect.
Wow. So
all right. I like that.
If that's your tooth, remember, once you, if you see a little tiny hole, get to the dentist, right? Like,
yes.
Or go every 6 months as you're supposed to.
Yes.
I like that. That is a super simple, everybody's got an apple and a pencil to poke it with challenge for our listeners to do. Thank you, Dr. Emily. That was great.
So, and we would like to thank you for being back on our show for the second time. It has been really awesome. We always love learning about teeth. So thank you so much for being on the show today, Dr. Emily.
You're so welcome. I love being here.
Wow. I learned a whole bunch in just this one episode after having gone to the dentist my entire life. And Jennifer, what a cool challenge. Everybody's got an apple and a pencil, and I can't wait to see some of our listeners and how many times they've poked that apple to see what happens to it when it starts to decay.
Yes, exactly. Science in action, but also a little terrifying if that were your tooth decaying like that, right?
But that's why we have to go to the dentist every 6 months and we have to do what Dr. Emily says.
Right, and brush your teeth. I learned so much about how to take care of my teeth and some other things. So everybody that's listening, go to our website, solveforkids.com. You'll see more information about Dr. Emily. We'll have tips for how to take care of your teeth and prevent tooth decay. And don't forget to leave us a comment at the bottom, and you might be entered to win a book.
That is fantastic. I love how many books we are trying to give away. When you just comment on all of the episode web pages that you listen to, we want to know your thoughts so we can bring you a better podcast each and every time. We have been having so much fun doing this and lots more to come. Don't forget, connect with us on our social as well, at KidSolve, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And we will talk to you next time on Solve It for Kids.